Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot of different ways you can say our identity is. I would say as a mindset thing, it's more physical, point A to point B, going as fast as you can, relentless swarm, everything Coach talks about. Schematically, I think, we're finding our area there where, we're leaning somewhat on, the run game being RPOs where, then we can go big personnel. So it's a little bit of everything. But I think we're still finding that as time goes on. And I think it could always adjust. But I think, we're finding it as weeks go on.
That was C.J. Stroud on the offense's identity.
Good.
Clint played D'Amico's offensive identity question earlier. CJ's, I would say, probably was answered a tad better, but
he tried.
Not great.
He tried. There should be something. Yeah, there should be something there, and I think it's pretty clear. I mean, this is a game plan offense. They're like CJ said, a little bit of everything, and it's going to change week to week. And that's what the game plan offense is. There's no specific like you can't say West Coast you just can't necessarily
because you're not run the football. You may run it this week, but you may not.
Yeah, you're not an inside run team. You're not an outside run team. You're not a pass first team. You're not a shotgun team. You're not an under center team, pro style team. You try to be a little bit of everything and do whatever the defense's weakness is, and that's what's getting them. But them to not be able to answer that question, being in that building and the people that are trying to do, like they're discussing every day what you're trying to accomplish on offense, for them to not have a better way to answer that question is wild.
And thanks, Tyler, for playing that, because that leads into the question I want to ask. But before I do hit you all with that question, I know that the Patriots, when Brady was there, had a game plan offense. Even when Mac was there, had a game plan offense. But there was still an identity within that offense, right? There were still things that they did I know it was game plan, but in my mind, I could think, like, Tom is going to use his backs, and he's going to use and take what you give him and
tight ends.
And yeah, get his, like, their tight ends. They would get matchups with their tight ends all the time in the middle of the field, and they'll take, and then bam, hit you when you try to adjust. I still even feel like, even though they were a game plan offense, it may change from week to week. I still feel like I had an understanding of what the Patriots were going to do.
I think that when you look at the game plan offense, it's this, your players have to be more cerebral than the approach of, hey, we are going to run, we're going to be a zone heavy team. We're going to run this inside zone, outside zone, and the toss zone. We're going to be really athletic up front, and then we're going to play action the hell out of folks when we get that rolling. you know, that's a little bit more simple to the standpoint of you. Once you figure that out, once you collect players that are good at that, offensive linemen that are good at running that with a combination of athletic ability and physicality, then you've got it licked. It's not a ton of thinking. Whereas in this, you may shift in the next week be more of a pin and pull G scheme type team. And you got to figure out how to do those and execute those and communicate those and what defense is it good against? What techniques is it good against? What techniques is it not good against? And so it's just always changing. So you got to be super cerebral, really across the board at every position, but definitely your quarterback, your center, your main communicators have to be super cerebral. So, you know, relatively speaking. So we'll see. I'm just to be honest with you, I'm shocked that there's not a better, you know, a better from inside the building, not a better explanation of what their quote unquote identity is or what they feel like they're good at.
And Clint, we're six games and a bye week into this just season from a season perspective, not even to mention all of the offseason stuff. And when you hear this, I'm just throwing this out to you. And you tell me if I'm jumping the gun, and maybe you need to take a deep breath before you roll with it, but
probably should. I don't even know the question.
Is it too soon in the process right now that it feels like in some form or fashion a relatively major change needs to occur on this offense?
Yes.
Like, is it too soon?
Oh, no, is it too soon? No.
Is it too soon?
Not for me.
I know you sit around, but is it too soon? Because just watching them on Monday, I mean, they're not a good offense at all, man. It's not even close. And it just feels like something's got to change. Like, it looks like some of the players have gotten to a place of just accepting it. And just like, well, this is what we're going to be. That's why I asked C-Sore, do you think people are looking at, like, have lost confidence in the guy and Nick Caley at the top? It just, I watched it. I was like, after that game ended, I said, man, they got to change something.
CJ has lost confidence in Nick Caley. CJ has lost confidence in D'Amico Ryans. I believe that. I mean, they're not going to admit that, obviously, and some people may think I'm crazy, but I firmly believe it. When you want to talk about a guy, because this isn't just seven weeks, six games into this thing, CJ's been getting his ass whooped for a year and a half now. Yeah. And that's a rough life to live, man, especially immediately following a unbelievable best rookie year we've seen, rookie of the year type of season. CJ's tired. CJ's frustrated. CJ understands that they put two guys to be his play callers that have never called plays before. And CJ understands that this is not just about the players and techniques and mechanics. This is about a lot more than that. I think CJ's lost a lot of confidence. And if you're D'Amico, you're not too concerned about that at this point in time, but you got to make a decision. I said this yesterday. If you're D'Amico, you got to make a decision here. Do you want to try to salvage this season? And if you do, then you move on from Nick Caley. I mean, you can make a position coach, whatever. You strip the play calling duties from Nick Caley and you give him to Jerod Johnson.
That would count as a major move.
And you give him to Jerod Johnson, right? And see if Jerod Johnson can't create some level of spark over the next 10 weeks, 11 weeks, whatever it is. And odds are it's not going to work. I mean, it'd be a tough situation for Jerod Johnson to take the reins in. But if he's really good, if he is as brilliant an offensive mind as some believe, then he will take it in stride and he'll have – there'll be some marked improvement, right? Or if you want to just ride this thing out, which it seems at this point that's what D'Amico's going to do, is ride this thing out, stay patient with the guys that you have in the building – and then, you know, you can all but chalk this year up, because I agree with you, it's that bad. I think you can chalk this year up to an install year, and hopefully that Nick Caley figures this thing out in one season and next year's better.
Because Brandon Scott said it earlier, Cecil said it earlier, and we spoke with him. Man, you can not only have, and that's what it is for me, to know they had a bye week. They had 15-plus days to come up with a game plan. You've harped on it the last couple of days. Like, this is what you thought you were going to do with your offensive line and their D line. And then in game, not just the 15 days to come up with the game plan, then in game, you never seem to have the adjustment to do something different to give your team a better chance. And I don't know, man. It just, I looked at that. It was just like something big has to change. Something
Something
has I'm of the belief that something major has to change or you risk losing C.J. Stroud. And in 2025, losing your quarterback is usually for more than a year. Usually it means they're not real interested in trusting you again to go find an offensive coordinator that can give them a chance to make the $60 million a year jump at the quarterback position. And so I just think there's a lot more at risk. Year three for C.J. Stroud. This is a contract year. There's a lot more at risk. So when you are C.J. Stroud, his representation, his agent, when you're him, you look at things that you in hindsight and go, hey, what kind of cards have I been dealt to go out there and become the highest paid quarterback in the NFL? Or what kind of cards have I been dealt for somebody else to tell me that I'm not that good and that I need to take a $40 million a year deal, here or somewhere else? Like, we're at a spot where those things come into play. We're not at a spot where show up and do your job is gonna cut it with these guys.
No, it does. It looks like, and I think CJ included, it looks like several guys are moving from, man, I hope this works, when they line up to, man, this ain't gonna work.
Well, but you look at it like you're right. But check it out. So, Will's in a really good spot. Will's over there balling. Will's in a great scheme. Will's got dudes around him that make his job easier. Will knows he's fixing to set the market at the defensive edge rusher position.
Micah Parsons and just got paid.
Yeah. So Will's in a really, really, really good spot. And then so take a snapshot of that grin, that smile that Will's got on his face, although he's 2-4, and then take you a snapshot of that long, sad face that C.J. Stroud's carrying around the sideline. Right? It's two different worlds, man. It's gonna get interesting. 2-4. 2-4 with an awful offensive product and a quarterback that's already shown potential to be a set the market type of guy, and he ain't gonna get it because he's playing because the offense can't. No, man, that's got the makings for a bad situation here in Houston offensively.